It's 93 on the border in Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price, and the Santa Claus Parade is taking place this Saturday along Scott Street. And one way you can have a great time while you're waiting to see Santa and viewing all the floats is to give back to a local cause, a local organization, and also see some of your favorite sports athletes. The Muskie Girls Hockey Team, they're going to be collecting donations for the Salvation Army and their holiday initiatives. And on the phone with us today, we have Arthur Heathcote from the Salvation Army and Haley Bombay from the Muskie Girls Hockey Team. Good morning, Arthur. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Arthur, can you first of all tell us a little bit about where these donations of toys and food will be headed for the Salvation Army this holiday season?
All of these toys and food will be going to the recipients of the people that have applied for a Christmas hamper this year within the district.
And it's always such an important holiday initiative. There is no question, Arthur. Haley, what made you and your teammates at the Muskie Girls decide that you wanted to be involved with the Salvation Army's initiatives this holiday season?
I wanted to partner up with the Salvation Army a few years ago to help out people in need. My mom thought it was a good idea, so we went to Salvation Army to ask if there was something we as Muskie Girls could do. Arthur reached out and loved the idea. We started with bell ringing and then had the idea of partnering together in the Christmas parade to collect food for the food bank.
Haley, how will you and your teammates be collecting donations in the Santa Claus parade this Saturday?
At the Christmas parade, we walk alongside Arthur and the Salvation Army van and collect food and toys for children and families in need.
What does giving back during the holiday season mean to you and your teammates, Haley?
Giving back to the community is a major part of being a Muskie. I believe that you are given a great opportunity to be leaders and positive role models for little boys and girls. We are in lots of tournaments all over Manitoba and USA, but we will always make time to give back to the community and, more importantly, to the families in need and the Salvation Army.
It's a great example you and your teammates are setting, Haley. Arthur, Haley was just telling us that your vehicle will be part of the parade, and if people come out with a toy or a donation of food, the girls will be getting it into the truck, right?
That's correct. Yes, this is the second year that the Muskie Girls are teaming up with us in order to be able to help those in the community through the parade. And I got to say, these young women are winners before they even hit the ice. Each one of them have such a heart for their community, and we're very honored by their partnership in giving hope today.
It's a beautiful thing being able to give hope, especially at this time of year. Arthur, you mentioned that these donations will be going to the Christmas campaign for the Salvation Army. If people are coming down to the parade, obviously you're encouraged to bring your donation, but if they can't make the parade and they would still like to help the hamper program, how can they do that?
Any number of ways that they can do that. They can give at a kettle, or if it's food, they can bring it to the Salvation Army at 242 Scott. As well, we'll accept toys right at the thrift store at 242 Scott as well. Worst comes to worst, they can give us a call at 807-291-0012, and we can make arrangements from there.
Wonderful. Arthur Heathcote from the Salvation Army, Haley Bombay from the Muskie Girls Hockey Team, thank you so much for your time this morning, and it's a wonderful thing that you've teamed up together for the Santa Claus Parade this coming Saturday. If you're coming down to check out the floats, why not, if you can, bring a donation of some non-perishable food or a new unwrapped toy for the Salvation Army Christmas Hamper Program. Thank you both for your time this morning, and it's a wonderful thing you're doing this holiday season.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Jonathan.